What are the ongoing efforts? I mean, to communicate with the Chinese government, to attempt to.
Yeah, there had been many decades where, since the 80s, there's really been no contact between the Chinese government and the Tibetan government in exile of the Dalai Lama, where he lives in Dharamsala, India now, which is north of Delhi, about 100 miles as the crow flies from Tibet, but much longer in terms of ground travel. And it's in the foothills of the Himalayas. Several times in the last year and a half, there have been meetings. There have been two meetings between Chinese and representatives of the Dalai Lama. They have not yet been fruitful, but they have taken place. I think the jury's out as to what it means. They haven't been of the highest level, so I think there's reason to be skeptical about what they ultimately mean. If people want to learn more about this, I'd ask them to get a hold of the International Campaign for Tibet in Washington, of which I'm chairman of the board, and we've been doing a lot of different work all over the world. I must say that the U.S. government has been the most helpful. There have been resolutions in Congress stating that Tibet is an occupied country. There has been named a special coordinator for Tibet, and that was during the Clinton years. The third one that we've had is there now, Paula Dobriansky, who's excellent, excellent person and very high in the State Department. Every time there's been talks with the Chinese, the subject of Tibet comes up from the American side. We need the Europeans to do the same thing. If the EU and the US work together on this issue, I think we really could force something to happen. And at the very least, a face-to-face negotiation between the Chinese and the Dalai Lama.